Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. In two recent editions of World Ocean Radio, I discussed the role of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, managing and planning for future navigation, flood control, and restoration and conservation of natural resources, as well as the environmental principles established to guide this work going forward. Here's an example of this practice at work. According to the Corps, Louisiana's coastal wetlands are eroding at an alarming rate. Since 1932, coastal Louisiana has lost more than 1,875 square miles, 1.2 million acres. While the typical land loss rate is about 24 square miles per year, hurricanes Katrina and Rita eliminated 217 square miles of coastal wetlands in 2 days. A number of factors have been identified as contributing to the erosion of Louisiana's coast. Natural activities such as hurricanes, subsidence, and sea level rise are responsible for about 30% of the land losses. The remaining losses are due to environmental impacts, both direct and indirect. For example, dredging often introduces saltwater into freshwater areas. Saltwater kills plants that live in freshwater, and then what's left of the marsh either erodes or is washed away by tides. Another contributing factor in coastal land loss is the change in sediment load carried by the Mississippi River. As we build dams and levees in states as far away as North Dakota to provide electricity, irrigation, and flood protection, we impact the level of sediment carried downstream by the river and deposited in the Delta region. Sediment deposits historically form natural levees and barrier islands that served as South Louisiana's first line of defense against hurricane damage. Man-made structures along the river have resulted in significant loss of naturally occurring protection against storm surge. Aside from the loss of protection against hurricane storm surge in South Louisiana, there are major implications of coastal erosion for the entire region. Nearly 25% of all the oil and gas consumed in America and 80% of the nation's offshore oil and gas travel through coastal Louisiana. As wetlands convert to open water, pipelines carrying a great deal of the nation's energy supply become increasingly susceptible to storm damage that could affect the price or availability of gasoline after a hurricane. Another concern about wetlands loss is the deterioration of habitat for wintering birds, endangered species, and commercially harvested fish. In 1989, Congress passed the Coastal Wetlands Planning, Protection, and Restoration Act, creating a program to fund small-scale, localized coastal restoration projects. By the late 1990s, it became apparent that the program's scope and funding, though very effective for implementing local projects quickly, was not adequate to address the large-scale wetlands degradation. A much broader approach and substantially more resources would be necessary to reverse the breakdown of an ecosystem. Thereafter, the Corps and a wide array of stakeholders collaborated to produce Coast 2050 toward a sustainable coastal Louisiana, a plan released in 1998 that proposed integrating protection and restoration efforts throughout the region by restoring and/or mimicking the natural processes that built and maintained the coast. We've come full circle. We are back where it all began. With blueprint in hand, the Corps began the Louisiana Coastal Area Ecosystem Restoration Study in 1999, examining two major wetland-dominated ecosystems in the Mississippi Delta Plain along the coast of Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. The study was released for public comment in 2004. Before Congress could consider authorizing the plan's recommendations, Hurricanes Katrina and Rita hit Louisiana in 2005, and subsequent to that, last year, came Deepwater Horizon. All study and no action, you say. Just so. But the reality of significant reparation payments by British Petroleum now changes the probabilities. The plans are complete, the location the same, the need exacerbated, and the funds available. Those circumstances now enable the Corps to demonstrate the seriousness and effectiveness of environmental principles and mandates now incorporated into their primary mission. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.